You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to your favorite podcast in the world of podcasts. How do I know it's your favorite? I just know it, man. We give you all sorts of options and hopefully you've made some money because of all the information that we've given you. What more do you want? We are your favorite. That's how it should be. Plus, I'll give you some book recommendations. Take it right now. Considering it's election season, I've been reading 4 books and hopefully you will pick one of these books out yourself to become a bit more of an aware voter. I'm reading The Great March of Democracy, which is a collection of essays edited by S.Y. Qureshi. Brilliant set of essays there. Every Vote Counts. The Story of India's Elections by Naveen Chawla is another book I'm reading. The Verdict by Pranoy Roy and Dhurabh Suparivala is another one which decodes Indian elections. And I'm almost done reading When Crime Pays, which is about money and muscle in Indian elections by Milan Vaishnav. So those are your book picks of the day. But let's get on with what we're really here to discuss, which is stock picks of the day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
We spoke to Kshitish Gandhi of SMC Global Securities, and this is a list of top 3 stocks which could give 7 to 9% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Marico Limited has a buy call. Target we're looking at is 380 rupees, 380. Stop loss, 338 rupees for an upside of 7%. PVR Limited has a buy call as well. Target 1,821 rupees, stop loss 1,580 rupees, that is 1,580 for an upside of 9%. And Maruti Suzuki India Limited has a buy call as well. Target of 7,750 rupees, 7,750. Stop loss 6,900 rupees for an upside of 7%. Marico, PVR and Maruti Suzuki, why are they attractive buy calls as far as Kshitij and SMC Global Securities are concerned? We'll find that out in just a little while. But let's start things off with what Kshitij thinks of the recent trends set up on Dalal Street. Indian benchmark index started this week on a negative note, but some lower level buying was seen in Tuesday's session, specifically in auto and banking stocks, which took Nifty above the 11,650 mark. At the current juncture, the belief from SMC is that bulls are still keeping hold onto the markets, and sooner or later, Nifty index may also reach its new peak in the coming sessions. From the derivative front, consistent put writing was observed in 11,500 and 11,600 strikes, along with call unwinding in 11,600 strike, which clearly indicates the strength in the current trend. On the higher side, 12,000 call strike still holds with maximum open interest of more than 28 lakh shares, which will act as a major hurdle for the index in this series. The belief of SMC is also that the sector rotation may likely continue in the coming sessions as well, with some volatility as we are approaching quarterly results soon. In fact, some quarterly results have already been announced. On the technical front, 11,580 to 11,500 levels will act as a key support level for the Nifty, and traders should use every dip as a buying opportunity. On the higher side, any decisive move above 11,750 should take Nifty towards 11,850 to 11,900 levels in the coming sessions. Now let's return to that list of top 3 stocks I spoke about earlier that Kshitij gave us. We start things off with Marico Limited, which has a buy call. The stock has been consolidating in a broader range of 330 to 350 rupees from the last 6 weeks, below its 200 days exponential moving average on a daily interval. However, this week a consolidation breakout above the key resistance level of 350 has been observed, along with breakout above the symmetrical triangle pattern. Additionally, the stock has also managed to close above its long-term moving averages, which points towards the limited downside. Traders can accumulate the stock of Marico Limited in the range of 355 to 356 rupees for the upside target of 380 levels, with a stop loss below 338 rupees. That's Marico Limited with a buy call. PVR has a buy call as well. In the recent past, after giving a fresh breakout above the key resistance level of 1,650 rupees, the stock has retraced back towards 1,550 levels on the back of profit booking at higher levels. However, since then, V-shaped recovery has been observed in prices, and once again, stock reclaim 1,680 levels on the daily charts. The long-term bullish trend is still intact in prices as well, with the formation of the higher high and higher bottom pattern. The positive divergence on secondary indicators at the current juncture is pointing towards the next leg of an upswing in prices as far as the PVR stock is concerned. So therefore, traders can accumulate the stock of PVR in the range of 1,670 to 1,680 rupees, 1,670 to 1,680, or the upside target of 1,821 rupees with a stop loss below 1,580 rupees. That's PVR with a buy call. And finally, the country's largest car seller, Maruti Suzuki India Limited, has a buy call as well. The stock bounced back sharply from its lower levels to once again reclaim the 7,000 rupee mark after forming a triple bottom pattern around 6,450 rupee levels, where its 200 days exponential moving average is also placed on a weekly interval. At the current juncture, the stock has been consolidating in a narrow range of 7,050 to 7,200 rupees from the last two or three trading sessions. But this week, a bullish flag breakout has also been observed on the daily charts, which suggests more upside in prices on the shorter time frame. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of Maruti Suzuki India in the range of 7,200 to 7,220 rupees for the upside target of 7,750 rupee levels, with a stop loss below 6,900. That's Maruti Suzuki India with a buy call. That list of top three stocks one last time. Marico Limited with a buy call, target 380, that is 380, stop loss 338 for an upside of 7%. PVR Limited with a buy call, target 1821, stop loss 1580, upside 9%. Maruti Suzuki India with a buy call, target 7750, stop loss 6900, upside of 7%. Well, there you go. I've spelled out those numbers and names very, very clearly, enunciated like 7750. And clearly, that clarity of enunciation also carries through your thinking. And there is some clarity of thought as far as your choice of a few stocks that you want to buy today are concerned. I will, of course, see you later in the evening. But in the meanwhile, I should also remind you that there's plenty of podcasts that we've been putting out. Jerome has come out with a savings podcast. If you're in your 20s and you're not saving yet, it's about time you started doing it, dude. I haven't done it. No, that's a lie. I have. So should you. That's my sage advice as a very old man. There are also, naturally, plenty of podcasts on the election. We have spoken about battleground states. We have spoken about social media in elections and criminality in elections, money in elections. It's going to be a huge festival of democracy, or as they call it, the dance of democracy, which is a phrase I've never quite understood. As far as I'm concerned, it's the death march towards the end of democracy. But then I'm just being cynical. Well, that's what happens when you've not had your morning cup of coffee, which is what I'm going to do right now. You can always write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.